Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Steve Mueller. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 7, verses 18 through 35. The disciples of John reported all these things to him, and John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And when the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" In that hour he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered them, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me." When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I will send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." When all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. "To what then shall I compare the people of this generation, and of what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not weep.' For John the Baptist has come, eating no bread and drinking no wine. And you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is justified by all her children. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In prison, John the Baptist hears a report from his disciples concerning the things that Jesus had been doing and saying. So he sends them to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Now, shouldn't John have known the answer to that already? After all, this is the one who leaped in the womb of his mother at the presence of Jesus. He had baptized our Lord and heard the voice of the Father from heaven proclaiming Jesus, his only Son. He called Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So where does this question come from? Now, it's possible that John knows the answer and he's sending his disciples so they can hear the answer for themselves. But I think it's more likely that, like so many of us, facing times of trial, John was experiencing doubt. This great prophet, sent by God in this moment of trial, had questions. Are you the one? Now, Jesus doesn't reject John or his disciples for asking a question that they should have known the answer to already. He doesn't rebuke them for asking something so simple. Instead, he answers by pointing them to the truth. Look at the signs. See what I have done in your midst. These works that I do are the works of God. They testify to who I am. And they believed. I can understand those who ask questions like that. Because in our times of trial and affliction, we too might be tempted to question if Jesus really is the one. And so he gives us the same answer. Look what I have done. I have died for you. I have been raised for you. I have forgiven you. I am your Messiah. Believe in me. By his Spirit's gift of faith, we do. We believe that Jesus is the Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Prepare us to receive your very body and blood by giving us repentance to weep over our sins, and then rejoice that in you the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.